That is on a Tuesday morning, means it's chamber time. The sun is shining, finally. But you said it was really cold coming across, Janae.
Yeah. Immediately regretted not wearing a jacket.
Shh. You're not supposed to admit to things like that.
Okay.
this is radio. Nobody can see you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we don't have to do that. But it's a busy time for you because I saw that the auction has started.
Yes. Yeah. It's really busy and it's exciting to see. There have been quite a few bids already. It started yesterday at 8 a.m.
Yep.
And it runs through Friday at 4 p.m. So a lot of time to kind of look and see what packages we've put together and bid on those. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when you look at the site and you see that there's a dollar amount on there, is that a minimum bid?
That is, yep.
Okay.
That's a minimum bid.
Yep.
We base it off the value of the package,
sure,
and that's
sure.
kind of where they determine what to start it at.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And it's all run through Steffes Auctioneers.
It is.
So,
yep, they're our sponsor, and they run all of that online portion and have been really amazing with it. You can go on there and set up an account, which is fairly easy,
yeah.
and then from there you can bid. And there isn't any payment transaction through them. You'll pay the chamber and pick up your package if you've been notified that you've won the package.
Okay.
Yep.
So just go on there and bid away.
Yeah,
basically.
So, yeah, and we have a link directly from our website to get there, or you can go to the Steffes website, and at the top there's a menu item that says auctions. If you click on that and go down to specialty, we're the first one at the top.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, very good.
Yeah.
And I see you have brought a guest with you this morning.
I have. I have brought Robbie Brown with Minnesota Reds, Whites, and Brews.
Oh my goodness. Red, Whites, and Brews. When I first saw that, that's such a catchy name.
Oh, well, thank you.
I just love it. And tell us a little bit about what Red, Whites, and Brews does.
Okay, well, in the spring of 2022, we acquired a 14-passenger bus,
mm-hmm.
and we specialize in providing half-day tours to area wineries and breweries or distilleries.
Mm-hmm.
Our tours include a custom pickup at the passenger's location, 3 stops, and a glass of your choice of beverage at each stop, 1 glass.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, a safe, comfortable return home. When the season is right, and if the passengers are up for it, we like to stop at maybe an orchard or an area farm along the way.
Cool.
And so that's always kind of special.
Yeah.
Have a chance to experience some of our local farms. And we also have an option to order a box lunch for the tour.
Okay.
And those are made fresh to order by a restaurant in our area.
Yep.
And a lot of the breweries that we stop at, many of the breweries that we stop at allow you to bring in outside food.
Oh,
so
sure.
they can enjoy their box lunch while they're having their beverage.
Very cool. Very cool. It's nice to see that you and to hear that you also stop at wineries and distilleries because let's face it, some folks just don't appreciate a good brew. So it's nice to have those options and that type of thing too. But I do see that a lot of breweries too now are offering other things as well.
Yep.
Yeah, just not brews and beers and that kind of thing.
A big variety of things. So that's what we mostly do, but we also have provided wedding shuttle services,
sure.
From hotel to venue for people that have outside, out-of-town guests that are coming to stay.
Yeah.
We've taken groups to Wilmer Stinger's games. We would like to provide Sunday matinee transportation to the Barn Theater.
Oh, cool.
So really what we're about is introducing people to what our local area is offering, what our local producers are making. Even though we can operate all throughout the state of Minnesota, we really avoid the metro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they have plenty of services like that in the metro.
Yeah.
And we want people to discover some of the hidden gems that are, in our more rural
for
areas.
For sure. So. Were there special licenses and things like that you had to go and get for this?
We did need to have DOT authority to transport passengers. It wasn't required to have a CDL license as long as we have 15 passengers or less. That includes the driver.
Sure.
And the vehicle weight doesn't exceed 26,000 pounds. So we just have our one vehicle, and we love it. It's really comfortable, and it helps, too, when people are traveling with us, a chance for them to visit and connect. And
Let's face it, they're not going to be over that weight limit, so there's no scale sitting at the bus waiting for you to jump on, right?
No. I think we're just fine.
I think you're good with that.
We're
okay.
Just fine.
Okay.
And a lot of the tours that we do are group tours. It's a group, 8, 10, 12 people that want the bus privately for the day. And those trips we tend to customize kind of based on what their likes and dislikes are, and if there's a particular place that they'd like to go, and then we design the day around that. But we also provide what we call guides choice tours, and those are a great option for people that don't have a big group to travel with, but they still want to explore.
Yeah.
And so they can, they can ride along, and they're very likely going to be riding with people that they don't know, so it's a great chance to meet people and connect. So we really like that.
Yeah, that's cool. I really appreciate that. My wife and I have gone on bus tours to other cities and things like that. And that's part of the thing that we really enjoy is you get a chance to meet other people and talk with them and, get to know them a little bit. And it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Kind of fun. So if people are interested in hiring the bus, how do they do it?
Well, we do have a website, Minnesota Reds, Whites, and Brews.com. We are also on Facebook, and you can go to some of your travel platforms. We're on TripAdvisor, Explore Minnesota. We're on the Explore Minnesota site. Yelp, you can find us. So, or even if you just Google Beard Tours Near Me.
Yep.
We pop up pretty high on the list, so you can find us there. But, of course, we love talking to people. So our phone number is 320-245-7195. So people can do it the old-fashioned way, too.
There you go.
Give us a call. And one thing, though, I do want to share is that we recently partnered with Intuition Brewing out in Willmar, and we've sponsored a beer. And so when you sponsor the beers, you get to choose what flavor you want. Mm-hmm. You get to give it a name, and you can participate in the process. And we were able to do that. We went out and spent the day while the beer was being made.
Cool.
And it is now scheduled to release on Friday, April 5th. At Intuition Brewing, and we plan to be on site there too. Yeah. So if people want to come and visit and ask us more questions about what we do, we'll do that. But we're pretty excited.
Now, is Intuition one of the newer ones over there?
Yes, used to be the home for Foxhole Brewing.
Yeah, yeah.
And Foxhole built a new facility not too far from there,
right.
And then Intuition moved in
and is operating there.
So
very good.
It's good. It's
open. Yeah. I know. I've been over to Foxhole before, the old place. So Intuition's new place, but now I'm going to confuse people. So I better just stop.
You know what? I totally get it. Now it's gotten to the point we've been to so many places.
Yeah.
A little bit.
And I think there are more places like that than you really realize.
Yes.
Around the area, even. There's a lot of places.
Yes. But we've also had the opportunity, just this last weekend, we were exploring up in the Brainerd area.
Okay.
So we hit a few places there.
Yep.
And then a couple of weekends ago, we got close to the metro, but we didn't go in. We picked up a part of a group in Rogers, and we just kind of went down the western edge of the metro to several locations.
Okay.
So it's been kind of it's fun for us, too. It's fun for us to learn the process and get to know the brewers and the vintners.
Yeah.
We also have a very good relationship with the people at Jomas Hill,
right.
And they've just taught us so much, and that helps us to help our passengers have a good experience. Mm-hmm. When we have a little bit of an understanding of the process and the history, we can kind of share what we know.
Cool. Very cool. So, and I would imagine that you could probably call the chamber if you need their number.
Absolutely.
Too, right?
Yep. Yeah. They're on our website, direct link to their website as well. Okay. And we've got a couple postcards over there with some information. And
mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Very good. Anything else you have for us today?
Well, yeah.
I kind of figured that.
Of course. They are also, they have donated a package to the online auction. Uh-huh. So you can get on there and bid on one of their packages for a tour.
Yeah.
But I also want to know if individuals can sponsor a beer at Intuition, because how cool would that be to have a beer named after
would
you?
Would that be fun?
Oh.
Would that be fun?
It's a great gift idea.
Well, you'll have to ask.
I'm just thinking a beer with a big old Q right on the can would be really cool.
I know. Yeah.
Wow, so, how about that?
But yeah, again, online auction is going on. It's we're raising funds to do some office renovations and make it more of like a professional welcoming space that our members can utilize. And so just get on there and bid and support the chamber and local business.
Sounds great. Sounds great. Janae, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Robbie,
us.
Thanks for coming around today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet.
Fun.
And good luck with your venture. That sounds awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. There we go. There's your chamber chat here on KLFT.